You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back here with a week one edition of Mason's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. Let's get started with this question from Justin Campbell. The Broncos have lost only one home opener this century. To what do you attribute this dominance? Well, let's start with the fact that the Broncos have usually been a pretty good team. That certainly helps. You know, more often than not, they've been the better side when they've gone up against other teams coming in here for the first or sometimes second or third game, depending on the season. Sometimes they haven't always had the week one game at home. They've opened at home in week two or week three. So, you know, they've often been a better team. They've had a lot of playoff appearances. They've had some division titles. So that certainly is a big reason why they've been good. But you can also talk about home field advantage. Certainly, they have one of the better home field advantages in the league, working, you know, at Mile High Stadium back in 2000 and then onto Sports Authority Field at Mile High from 2001 onward. I think that certainly helps. Altitude plays into that. I mean, that's something the Broncos want to use as something that plays more to their advantage this year. It's one reason why Vance Joseph and Mike McCoy have said they want to go up-tempo with the offense. They want to take advantage of the altitude. And I think certainly when you have the heat often playing into games in week one, and if you've got a team working up-tempo, tiring out an opponent, I think that conditioning is a factor. The Broncos have trained at altitude. An opponent hasn't trained at altitude. So I think maybe that leads to some of the advantages the Broncos have in week one. But certainly, you know, you go back to since 2000, only one loss for the Broncos in a home opener. That came back in 2011. And to go even further than that, for new head coaches for the Broncos working in their first game when it's come in week one, those new head coaches are 10-1 all time. So certainly the Broncos have a historic advantage in week one that they're going to try to continue on Monday night. Second question from Mac Jones. How will the secondary change with Justin Simmons starting? Well, I don't expect it to change that much. Certainly, you know, Justin Simmons, although he's not an apples-for-apples replacement in terms of skill set for T.J. Ward, they certainly expect him to provide the same level of play as T.J. Ward. One reason why Simmons is going to start and why the Broncos felt comfortable parting ways with T.J. Ward is because of Simmons' work not only last year when he started for T.J. Ward in Week 16 and 17, but what he did this preseason when he filled in for Ward in the first three games of the preseason. Now, there are some things that Simmons will do differently than T.J. Ward. Certainly, while you can use Simmons in the box from time to time, and he's become more comfortable with that, especially this preseason, you know, he's going to do some things more deep, more of a center field type safety. He's got outstanding range, and you saw that last year with the kind of plays he made on the football with a pair of interceptions. There are some possibilities that open up for the secondary with Justin Simmons that maybe weren't there with T.J. Ward. Now, when the Broncos go into their sub-packages, particularly their sixth defensive back sub-package, that's where you'll see Will Parks come in, and that's where it maybe gets interesting. Does Will Parks become the guy who lines up in the box, that role that T.J. Ward would have when the Broncos went into the 6DB package? Or do they kind of shake things up? Sometimes is Simmons in the box. Sometimes is Stewart in the box. You know, there's a lot of different possibilities. And as defensive coordinator Joe Woods said back in May, hey, he wants to sprinkle some sugar on the defense, not have simply base looks. He wants to, you know, have some different packages, some creative looks in there. So there may be a few different things that we see from the defense, and certainly having Simmons in there opens up some more horizons as far as possible looks, possible alignments going forward. The one thing that you can expect is that the other members of the no-fly zone, all of whom were Pro Bowl selections last year, including a couple of All-Pros in Aqib Talib and Chris Harris Jr., are going to hold Simmons to the same high standards that they hold themselves. Thanks for the questions, and if you want to join us next week, go denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. Matt Mace Denver, please use the hashtag Ask Mace or join me every day on Orange and Blue 760. We have a daily Ask Mace segment there, and please chime in there. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.